Without a word, Peter bounded up the stairs, and a moment later returned with his sisters. They all looked serious, as though they sensed that their lives were about to change forever, and they stared at their mother, sitting on the couch, looking dazed and disheveled. "Come and sit down," she said to them, as gently as she could muster, and instinctively they huddled close to her, and she reached out and touched each one, as tears began to slide down her cheeks, despite all her efforts to stop them. She was touching all of their hands as she looked from one to the other and pulled Jamie close to her. "I have something terrible to tell you. Something awful just happened."
"What happened?"
Megan spoke with a ring of panic in her voice and began to cry before any of the others.
"What is it?"
"It's Daddy," Liz said simply. "He was shot by the husband of a client."
"Where is he?"
Annie asked, starting to cry, like her sister, and Peter and the others were staring at her in disbelief, as though they couldn't fathom what had happened. But how could they? Liz still couldn't understand it either.
"He's at the hospital."
But she didn't want to mislead them. She knew that, however terrible, she had to tell them, and deliver the blow that they would never forget. Forevermore, they would each have to live with this moment, and relive it a million times in memory, forever.
"He's at the hospital, but he died half an hour ago, and he loved you all very much."
She clutched each of them close to her in a bunch, her arms around all of them, pulling them toward her as they screamed in anguish.
"I'm so sorry," Liz said.